happen that the girl standing by the doorway is a ghost because she isn't doing anything. And then I think she's the ghost because it's called Wolves in the Wolves, and she might have got attacked by the wolf before she lived there.
Okay, Amelia, what did you say?
I said, it's just a girl who's, yeah, like it's a bit like Lottie's. Like, it's came in the house, she's bored, and she's already looked around, and she's just, like, bored.
Okay, and what's telling you from looking at that picture that she's bored?
By the body language.
I think she might have just moved into the house, like, she might be living with her family, or she might just have moved in on her own. And she's just exploring, and I think if you look at some of the pictures on the wall and if you just look at some of the details in the actual picture, you can kind of see the type of person who lived there before she did, because she might have not even moved her stuff in.
Right, okay, excellent. Yes.
I think that this girl, Lucy, she knows that there's going to be there's walls behind the walls. And for some reason, something makes me feel like some like part in the story, and these wolves are going to come out if there is any behind the wall.
Right, fantastic. And Jack, what do you make of the pictures that have been drawn on the walls?
They're like pictures that have been drawn by a child.
What makes you think they've been drawn by a child?
Because, like, they just look very as if it's like come from a child's imagination.
Brilliant, excellent.
Lucy walked around the house. Inside the house, everything was quiet. Her mother was putting homemade jam into pots. Her father was out at his job playing the tuba. Her brother was in the living room playing video games. Lucy heard noises. The noises were coming from inside the walls. There were hissing noises and rustling noises. There were crinkling noises and crackling noises. There were sneaking, creeping, thumping noises.
Superb. What do you think's inside the walls?
Maybe a little wolf pup that might have got trapped there or something when it was like just born when the house was being built, and now it's a grown up and it wants to try and get out.
Oh,
okay.
I
think the same as Lottie. It's like trying to get it. It's been there ever since.
Right, excellent.
Lucy knew what kinds of things make noises like that in the walls of big old houses. And she went and told her mother. "There are wolves in the walls," Lucy said to her mother. "I can hear them." "No," said her mother, "there are no wolves in the walls. You must be hearing mice, I suppose."
"Wolves," said Lucy. "I'm sure it's not wolves," said her mother. For you know what they say. If wolves come out of the walls, then it's all over." "What's all over?" asked Lucy. "It," said her mother. "Everybody knows that."
Why has Lucy's mother dismissed what Lucy's saying?
Because she's just a child. And some parents think they know more than little children.
Okay.
I think that her mum is like older, so she knows what's right, because she's been raised, because she's an adult now, but the child hasn't been fully raised to an adult to know what actually is.
Fantastic.
Lucy picked up her pig puppy doll, which she'd had since she was a little baby. "I don't think it sounds like mice," she said to her pig puppy. In the middle of the night, when everything was still, she heard clawing and gnawing, nibbling and squabbling. She could hear the wolves in the wall, plotting their wolfish plots, hatching their wolfish D's.
Superb. Is there anything on that page that suggests Lucy's afraid?
Because she's hiding under her bed covers.
Okay, is there anything else?
If you look at just the top of her facial expression, because you can't see her mouth, she looks as if she's looking at the walls and she can hear things, and she might be imagining things or trying to think what could be behind the wall.
It shows that she's under a bed and she's afraid. So, because from the words clawing and gnawing, it doesn't say like friendly. So,
right, okay.
Could have put the words on there?
Absolutely.
You can tell her she's scared because usually the in this picture here, she's holding her teddy and talking to her. That she really thinks that there's wolves in the wall.
Okay, so what does that suggest then if she's talking to her puppet?
That she's feeling like a little bit scared.
I can tell from her facial expressions because her eyes are widened.
They are widened, that's superb. What do you think about the darkness of the illustrations?
Maybe that's how she feels. Maybe she feels like everything's dark around her and that she can't see anything because she's been getting just brushed off by her mum because she doesn't believe there's walls in the wall.
Yeah. What overall effect do you think it has on the reader, Jack?
It has quite a sinister effect because it's all dark around her. So, it feels very as if it's what she thinks,
So it's helping the reader understand how she's feeling. That's very good. Charlie, what do you think about the dark illustration?
I think that the dark patches of the picture is trying to give you a clue of what's going to happen, because when you watch a movie, as something bad's going to happen, it goes darker, in light or something.
Superb. So do you think it's creating an atmosphere?
Yeah.
Yeah, superb.
In the day, Lucy felt eyes upon her, watching her from the cracks and from the holes in the walls. They peeped through the eyes in paintings. When she went to talk to her father, "There are wolves in the wall," she told him. "I don't think there are, Poppet," he told her. "You have an overactive imagination. Perhaps the noises you heard come from rats. Sometimes you get rats in big old houses like this." "It's wolves," said Lucy. "I can feel them in my tummy. And Pig Puppet thinks it's wolves as well."
Superb. What do you think is meant by an overactive imagination? Why do you think Dad said that to her?
Because he thinks that she's got a really big imagination, that she thinks there's wolves in the walls.
Right, Amelia. What do you think is meant by an overactive imagination?
That the dad thinks, he thinks, that see, because she's little and she's not an adult, so she's an adult, because most kids, some kids have a really good imagination. He might be thinking that because she might be just she might have made a story or had a dream or something. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. So, as children, would you automatically think that there were walls inside the wall?
No. Rats or mice.
Maybe rats or mice. Super.
Can I go on that? I'll rats or mice. Either.
Absolutely.
I'm not certain. "You can tell the puppet," began the father, and then he said, "Why am I asking you to tell her anything? She's just a puppet." Lucy patted the pink puppet's head off her son